Thank you. Thank you for coming. When I was asked to pick artists, there are a lot of options because not this show. Also, I got the information, PDF of other shows. There's so many great artists, you know, never short of great artists. And it was very hard for me to make decision. Then I look through the material, and I decided to do Rosanna's. She was my graduate student at Mills. And there's students and teachers' relationship, especially I'm Chinese, it's like a really bond, you know, forever. And in the olden days, they called teacher almost like a, you know, father, because those male relationship. I don't think I can be Rosanna's mother. I'm not that good. But I feel the last maybe 4 or 5 years ago, I had there's a dinner for a Sculpture Center Award. I remember right here at the museum in the lobby. I sit at the same table with David Ireland and Nathan Oliveira. And Nathan was having this oxygen in his, you know, tank with him, and to help him to breathe. And then David, you know, came in with in his wheelchair, and I was next to Nathan. He handed me his oxygen, you know, tank. Said, "Can you hold on this? I need to say hello." David was my student. I was so moved because those two very well-known artists, they both, you know, elder in this in the area, well-known and stars, and the one was the student to the other. But now, you know, the teacher got up, went to say hello to the student. So I feel like it's my privilege, actually, to work with Rosanna and other great students like her. And sometimes people brag about their teachers. I have to brag my great, you know, students. They became great artists and colleagues and friends, maybe for a long time. I want to talk about two parts about the work. One, I gave a lot of thoughts, and it made me very nervous what to say, because you know, when I think you famous artist, like a big deal artist, the work was, you know, $100 million. There's so many books on them, and my goal is if I can find a lot of information only online, Google it. Probably I should not talk about it. And I should talk about what personally I might take on her work. There are four drawings here. When you only look at these drawings, first of all, you know how much time probably can guess, especially if you know, you yourself doing some artwork, like the rubber band bowl, you know. And she did in a very kind of careful way, exquisite drawings. It's when you think about it, this it's a notebook without any content, just blank notebook from some, and use her own work, own words. She said, "I like to go through life without a filter. I like to pay attention to moment or place or objects. They actually they in my periphery. I try to pronounce correctly. Just like not really you focus. This is the center I can see, but it's there. We a lot of time we ignored or we didn't pay attention." So she paid attention to this kind of objects, or the even the angle. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm on leash. I forgot about that. And these angles, we sometimes familiar, sometimes it's not. Like, of course, there are only four drawings. I remember she did the drawings like a, I don't have her drawing, but I just show you what kind of a thing she paid attention. For example, like if you Xerox, not the image you want, but you know you can see the mistake, the shadow, the things you don't want. You rather crop them out. She did some drawings, beautiful drawings, of this is, you know, the I would say throw away part. And she did a drawing with just a piece of paper. You must be Rosanna's son, one of them. And yeah, you, I know you are. So it's like this. In the waste, you know, basket, you can see things like this. And all kinds of things like this. And if I Xerox this one, I don't like, I just toss it. But she paid attention to this. You will say it's like meaningless. It's almost, it's complete waste. But she used her time to do that and turn into beautiful drawings. I saw quite a few of those. So I think what does this mean? The information provide a visual preference, visual reference, but she used a lot of her time, almost very labor intensive doing this kind of work. And she said she enjoyed listening to the pencil on the paper, you know, like the sound of it. So it's like the image almost like recording of the sound of her pencil movement. And another thing is doing things almost like a mean. You think it's the meaning? Maybe I would say the meaning is that maybe challenge us what normally we see. What we see, we very focused, we can say that's a good thing. But on the other hand, maybe we focus too much, we forgot that there's a whole you know, much bigger world than our focus somehow overlooked. She also said, you know, that she likes to let's see. Make too many notes. I got so nervous about this. On one hand, the artist moving through life, like observing. She said that she paying attention to those things, like a tape on her studio wall. Then that tape, I don't know how many of you saw her Sika award show down in one of the 4A wall, right? It's a 8 by 30 foot scotch tape. How many of you have seen that piece? Oh, great. That's probably, you know what I'm talking about. And she used a scotch tape. You know, each one is like 8 inch long, and rolled them into a little ring, and then the entire wall is scotch tape, and some people miss it, and then also even if you try to look, focus, but you feel, you know, your vision almost blurred, you're challenged by that. She talked about always the fine line between abstraction and also representation. But those scotch tape are very, very concrete, tangible objects. Those things, like, you can touch it, but somehow you cannot really seated all at once, like 30 feet. You try to see, and also depends on the angle you sit, and the angle and the lighting condition changes the whole thing. So I even brought this, just I'm thinking, probably scotch tape we all have. And if I just, not with that thing. If I roll it up, just put it on the white. If I have a 30 feet of it, what it will look like? And the kind of a, I would say vision kind of a concentration. She's such a genuine person and a wonderful, very, very diligent, work very hard, but also she follow, you know, what her instinct and her discovery, the tape, just a few tapes on her studio wall. Then she has done variations, but the MoMA's piece was one of the, you know, the best piece. So it's like you can see like a white clouds. I saw some writings of white clouds, but also like a breath, you know, like your breath in there, like bubbles, and create a web, like a veil, also like a whole kind of and she created another universe almost, you know, like so you can. I start to think what does it mean by fragmentation and the comprehension, you know, what is wholeness? I think we always say picture is a fragment. No matter how big a landscape could be, it's all fragment. So how you deal with the fragmentation, it's a and how you can open people's eye and their and another way to look at things. So I another thing, on the other hand, I think she challenged her viewers, meaning I give you give you my work, but I'm not shouting. She's a quiet person. She's not a shouting, so look at me. Her drawings in very small scale, and each one took a long time. She doing very minimum information kind of image, but she used a long time to do it. It's very, very slow process. In the process, and she quietly, but very... And that's another thing I want to say, the skill, the draftsmanship, because she studied art early stage from in Spain, and it reminded me of China, this kind of a very traditional academic training. We have very good draftsmanship, but a draftsmanship without vision, I think, just that you very good art scene, but she both have very good vision, and also she really bent over doing that for hours, for weeks, for sometimes days, weeks to finish one piece. So that part, she challenged the viewer. I think she won't let you easily off the hook. What is it? Why is she doing this? Especially the tape piece. And also, when we finish, that you can go see her mural. Maybe we can go there and see the mural now. The different kind of the range of work is about one thing. It's she going through life as artist, how to pay attention to like the mural. She used mica acrylics, all white, variations of white. You look, it's like light, again, light is one of the elements in that work. And you, when you move along, you see certain shape, then some appear, some disappear, constantly shifting. So that piece, it's, first of all, it's a mural size. Also, the shape, the shape is very abstract. But she said lighting, especially white, remind her of marble, the sculptures, Renaissance sculptures, marble. So they shift. When you move, they shift. They shift. So she used the folds, the drapery from marble sculpture, and she created those beautiful mural. We can go. Should we go there? Maybe we should go there. Maybe time is up. And we can go there straight, and turn right. Yeah. So here's you see complete different scale. You would think maybe her work is that's why sometimes you see just a few pieces by one artist, very hard to see, to know the whole body of work. So this, as you move along, the shape, the shape, the light changes. So you have a whole kind of a very your whole body encounter with this image. You walk through it. So I don't know if you can see some like a marble sculpture kind of influence, but if you know, probably you see it. And I just want to wrap it up. I read some during the Cultural Revolution, I read some books, especially like existential books, you know, like a Sartre's book, talk about we all prepare ourselves, to be presentable for people like 2 meters from us. And we never thought when people look down at us from the top of the building, we look like a flattened creature. It's really funny. So I think we look at art, look at anything. We have our kind of a way of looking, conventional way, and also habit. I think the best artwork to me is they change our way of looking things or perceiving things. Like we will never probably see Campbell soup the same way. Whenever you see Campbell soup, you think about Warhol, and sometimes you even joke the birds birds poop on my car window, and then sometimes I said little Pollock doing work. So you know what the reference, and when you, no matter painting or photography, if you do close up of flowers, you know, and make it big, you right away is O'Keeffe. So I think I would say Rosanna's work really makes us friendly, not force us, but makes us to work and to see very mundane things differently. We never paid attention, like rubber bands, like binding, the binding, spirals, and the notebook, and a piece of paper in the waste basket, and so forth. And so anyway, I think going through life, paying attention to things not we probably see from the side way, inside out, upside down, it's a new exploration and discovery. Might be fun as artists and not artists. So thank you very much. You know, Rosanna is here, so made me double nervous.